This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a initial history and physical visit on Joyce Weishun. The last name is spelled W-E-I-S-H-U-H-N, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Place was Serenity AFC in, or Serenity, say Serenity Assisted Living in Clio. Serenity Assisted Living in Clio. Date was September 2nd, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Weishun is a 87-year-old female who had been here at Serenity on August 27th, period. I was asked to assume care, period. Prepare chief complaint. She was seen because of dyspnea, and also she's known to have Alzheimer's disease, period. Okay, this is a present illness. Mrs. Weishun was seen in the ER on a couple of occasions, and she was seen August, she was living here since August 27th, period. She had concern about pneumonia, but x-ray was clear, period. She had... shortness of breath and cough that came on about 2 weeks earlier, period. She was in the ER, as mentioned, and the negative x-ray, but then yesterday, November 1st, she worsened, period. She's producing green phlegm, period. She has weakness and decreased mobility, period. There's no associated chest pain, period. The family would not want any tube feeding or ventilator or dialysis should the need arise, period. Her oxygen saturations were low at McLaren. Period. She has been put on oxygen since then, period. She was anemic and a hemoglobin was 6.8, and then it became later 6.5, period. Stools are hemocult negative, period. They did not do any transfusion because they felt it was necessary to do a GI workup, period. In any case, the family doesn't seem to want an invasive workup, period. The 6.5 was several days before I had seen her, period. However, her iron was high in labs and her B12 was high, period. A repeat test x-ray after the one done in the ER was also clear, period. However, she's been coughing green phlegm, period. She had pneumonia in 2020. I'm told that she gets ill quite severely when she gets pneumonia, period. She's able to speak, but she has dementia, and she does have hearing impairment, period. Paragraph. She's had Alzheimer's since 2013, period. It was a slow onset and gradual progression, period. Her daughter gave me most of the information, and Mrs. Weishun speaks when she chooses to, and sometimes can make sense, period. She was a bit fatigued when seen because people were in and out today, period. She's been coughing sputum for 2 weeks, but it worsened the day before I saw her, period. She's on oxygen mainly when sleeping, but at other times her oxygen sats are low, and it was low today as well, at 85%, period. New paragraph past this, she's positive for pneumonia, hypertension, mitral insufficiency, diverticulitis. Hypertension, previous pneumonia, a family history, mother died of liver cancer, period. Her father had diabetes mellitus, period. Paragraph social history. She never smoked, no alcohol abuse, period. Her husband died in June of 2020 of lung disease, period. She was living with her daughter before coming to Serenity, period. New paragraph. Medications. Acidophilus, one capsule daily. Albuterol by nebulizer, twice a day. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Tylenol 650 milligrams twice a day. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Azo cranberry 1 tablet daily. B complex 1 capsule daily. Calcium 600/200. Vitamin D 1 PO daily. Donepezil 10 milligrams daily. Escitalopram 10 milligrams daily. Fenofibrate 145 milligrams daily. Ferrosulfate 325 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily. Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, memantine 10 milligrams twice a day, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, quetiapine 25 milligrams twice a day, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, vitamin B12 500 milligrams daily, vitamin C 500 milligrams daily, fluticasone spray 2 sprays in each nostril twice a day, Tylenol arthritis 650 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Two paragraphs. Examination. She was not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 131 over 68, pulse 98. Respite rate was 18. O2 sat 95%. Head and neck. Two fluorocarbon reactor right. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraction movements are intact. Oral mucosa are normal. Ears normal to inspection. Hearing was diminished. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly, no nose. Lungs had a few crackles in both bases. About an inch up here, there are some secretions heard in the upper lungs, period. Percussion was normal, period. There's no accessory muscle use of breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop. No murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, decreased shoulder range of motion bilaterally, period. There's thickening of the knees without effusion, period. No cyanosis, no acute joint inflammation. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. On the paragraph review of systems, I may have omitted that. Constitutional, she had a generalized weight gain over time period. Eye, no complaints. ENT, she's hard of hearing. Respiratory, no. She does get short of breath at times. Some cough or green phlegm. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. No dark stools. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal. Some arthralgia of the knees and some shoulder pain. Hem, no bruising or bleeding, skin, no rash or itch, endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. CNS, no headache, fainting, or seizures. And then put down assessment and plan. One, this is Wizoon, has crackles in the bases, cough and sputum, and some dyspnea and hypoxia, period. She has clinical evidence of pneumonia in spite of the x-rays being negative. 1 week ago and 2 weeks ago, period. I've ordered Levoquin 500 milligrams daily, period. If necessary, repeat the x-ray, period. I'll repeat the CBC to see if she remains anemic, period. If her blood, if her hemoglobin is less than 7, I'll consider a transfusion, period. New paragraph, two, she has dementia, probable Alzheimer's disease, and I will continue donepezil 10 milligrams daily, period. She's also memantine 10 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, she has hypertension, stable with lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. Four, she has hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine 112 micrograms daily. Six, she's on tamsulosin to help with bladder emptying, period. She is in need of oxygen due to persistent hypoxia, period. The family and the patient want her treated medically for things such as pneumonia or anything that we visualize, but they do not seem to want invasive testing such as endoscopy, and would not want cardiac arrest, tube feeding, or dialysis, period. We'll focus on treating what we see, but at this point they're not ready for hospice, period. I'll continue the same current plan, but start the Levaquin, and at their request, I'll order a bariatric bed if possible and cover it, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.